eyes reflect our lives, don't they?
It was, yes. Perhaps more so. A lot of the fun that we had and the exhilaration that we felt isn't on the screen. But it was an absolute treat from the very beginning. We started a little over a year ago in the Mojave Desert, filming the sequence down on whatever that planet is called that we go to, driving the Argo. And that was 7 or 8 days of continuous fun. For me, anyway. I was driving the vehicle. The other two actors, I can't say that they enjoyed it too much. It was a delight. Stewart is not a Star Trek director. Of course, he comes to us as one of the world's most distinguished editors, particularly of action films, and has directed two successful action movies. And Stewart was not inhibited by the whole world of Star Trek and the correctness of Star Trek. He simply wanted to make a thrilling movie, and I think that was invigorating for all of us. Yes, I do. I think that John Logan created a character who had so many of the characteristics of Picard. And in fact, in the film, somebody says to Picard, "Were you like that when you were younger?" And he says, "Yes, I was exactly like that." And yet the life experience has created somebody who is very different. And Shinzon is an ambitious man, but his ambitions have taken the path of conflict and violence, whereas Picard has chosen the road of diplomacy and negotiation and always a peaceful settlement for any disagreement. He wanted to save him. He not only because it was himself he was saving, but there is a separate individual life there, and Picard wanted to give him what he felt would be a much richer and happier life. Shinzon is not a happy man.
Daunting in the first place. I mean, I was absolutely terrified. I didn't quite expect them to, you know, it's just such a large family, so, and I've never been to Hollywood and done a film before anyway, so to turn up in such a large franchise was quite terrifying. Yes, yeah, I mean, auditions are always like, they're always worrying. Getting a job is probably the hardest part of being an actor anyway, so it was a hideous experience, and everything that went wrong, you know, what possibly could go wrong, went wrong. Did I feel like I was the perfect nemesis? Not at all. I think it was a lot of like, panic all the way through it, trying to get it right. Really, so every day was I was terrified of getting it wrong. So I felt far from the perfect nemesis. Absolutely. I mean, I worked with Patrick Stewart mainly, and Ron Perlman. I worked with Ron Perlman's fantastic, really lovely man, and I spent a lot of time working with him because they shot 3 months of The Next Generation, like on the Enterprise, and then they did the other last 3 months of my spaceship, Scimitar. So Patrick was the only guy that actually worked without the film, and I mean, he upped the standards quite a lot, and that's quite terrifying to work with somebody who's so good, and has obviously been doing it for years. And so there was a level that, you know, a level that you had to sort of meet, and that was quite, you know, terrifying. And I learned a tremendous amount, and I just spent a lot of time watching him when I was supposed to be acting, which I think I should have actually done a bit more work.